With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. The premier heads to the Bahamas today. Let's check in with CIGTV's Donna Bush for the latest.
This morning, Monday, September 16th, the National Airline left Owen Roberts Airport to Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands with a plane filled with much-needed medical supplies. Making the medical relief trip to the Bahamas are Premier the Honorable Alden McLaughlin and his senior advisor, Mr. Roy Tatum. In a statement just last week, the British High Commissioner to the Bahamas, Sarah Dixon, said, within hours of Hurricane Dorian passing, the Cayman Islands government offered the RCIPS helicopter to the people of the Bahamas, and they have been such a valuable resource. She ended her statement by saying thank you to the Cayman Islands for all the help and support.
The premier and team are due back in Cayman late today. In other local news, maritime border patrols lead to a 400-pound ganja haul. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
It was just after 6:20 in the morning on Saturday as the Joint Marine Unit and Air Operations Unit conducted patrols on the northeast coast of Grand Cayman. The crew on board the MVM Luke came across a vessel with two men on board. When the captain of the vessel caught sight of the MVM Luke, he took off in the opposite direction, which naturally aroused the suspicion of the officer, who turned on emergency lights, sirens, and followed the vessel, eventually stopping it. When officers searched the vessel, they found eight large bags filled with packages of ganja. The estimated weight is over 400 pounds, which is believed to be worth 400,000 CI dollars on the street. Now under arrest, a 34-year-old West Bay man and a 35-year-old Georgetown man on suspicion of importation of ganja and other related offenses. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Two men are facing charges after an investigation by the Anti-Corruption Commission. The ACC says on the 12th and 13th of September, 57-year-old Nick Smith, a public official from Georgetown, was charged with one count of breach of trust and two counts of false accounting. 41-year-old Dominic Dakers from Spots, also a public official, has been charged with one count of obtaining a pecuniary advantage by deception. According to a statement from the ACC, the men have been bailed to appear in summary court on September 24th. Police are expressing concern after two firearm incidents in the same weekend. RCIPS Detective Superintendent Peter Lansdowne of the Criminal Investigation Department says they are looking into whether there is any connection between the two. On Sunday around 11 p.m., officers responded to a report of shots fired at an address off Selkirk Drive in Georgetown. Someone fired a shot at the house. No one was hurt in that incident. The first shooting was on Friday, September 13th, on Soundway in Georgetown. A man was taken to the hospital for treatment of what was believed to be a gunshot wound. He has since been treated and released. Detective Superintendent Lansdowne is urging members of the public to come forward if they have any information on either incident. You can contact Georgetown CID at 949-4222, but you can also leave a tip on the RCIPS mobile app. A man injured in a multi-car collision over the weekend at last check was still in critical condition in the hospital. According to police, who are also asking for anyone who saw that crash to contact the Traffic and Roads Policing Unit at 649-6254. Just after 8:30 p.m. Saturday night, police and emergency services were dispatched by 911 to the report of a three-vehicle collision on Shamrock Road in the vicinity of Brightview Drive in Lore Valley. The injured man was trapped inside the vehicle and had to be extricated by the Cayman Islands Fire Service. A 31-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of DUI and later bailed as the investigation continues. The matter remains under investigation. The steering committee for the new John Gray High School campus gives the project the green light to continue to the next phase. Last week, Principal John Clark said it is a good feeling to have a group focused on ensuring the best possible campus for our students.
We've got a great team on board. They've involved me fully as the principal of the school, so all the time people around the table, you know that we've got children that need to move into this school. You know, they've waited a long time for it, and the end is getting close all the time. But there are certain steps we have to go through, and there's certain procedures and protocols we have to do to make sure that everything is moving in the right direction.
During a session with the architects last week and the steering committee, Principal Clark was actually able to experience what the campus would be like using 3D virtual reality glasses and software.
So they've now got to the point where we've got some amazing visuals. We've even got, you know, a fly-through video, but it's gone to another level now where I'm able to actually walk through the school, see what the school's like, you know, and we can talk about issues with design, we can talk about any problems, any fantastic things that are happening, how we would use the space. And to be honest, we're beyond those things. We've done so much stakeholder engagement that we know the school we're getting through this design at the moment is absolutely fit for purpose.
If you'd like to get a look at what that new campus will be like, you can visit the CIGTV YouTube page and click on the CIGTV News Update for Friday, September 13th. A historic purchase puts a large piece of land in the hands of the National Trust with an aim of protecting the island's biodiversity. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins reports on just what this means for the islands.
The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, one of the UK's largest charities, has purchased 10 acres of tropical dry forest in the Cayman Islands for the first time. The land is adjacent to the Salina Reserve, which is home to half of the blue iguana population. The land has been leased to and will be protected by the National Trust for the Cayman Islands, a partner of the RSPB. The purchase secures the safety and future of the flora and fauna that call the land home.
And they have recognized the key biodiversity that we have in the Caribbean, and they have undertaken to work with partners such as the National Trust to achieve the objective of protecting these unique areas. So they have managed to find funding through their own methods, but also obtained additional support from the Rainforest Trust to preserve these beautiful mangrove area.
Nadia Hardy, National Trust Executive Director, added that along with the success of securing biodiverse rich land, the blue iguana population is no longer in a critical state, but now in the conservation stage.
We released our 1,000th iguana into the wild last July, and by all indications, we've seen babies which have been born in the wild, free roaming, which is fantastic news for the species and our program.
However, the work for National Trust is only just beginning, as there is still need for concern for what the future has in store for our islands.
Unfortunately, our habitat and flora and fauna are increasingly under threat. Obviously, we have a limited amount of space, and with the rate of development as it is presently, we are really endangering everything that makes us unique.
Felicia Rankin-Solins for Radio Cayman News.
Felicia says the dry forest habitat is also home to critically endangered Cayman false foxglove and the national tree, the silver thatch palm. In light of the recent devastation caused by Hurricane Dorian to the Bahamas, Artness Creative Studio will be hosting a special Paint and Sip fundraiser tonight as part of its Art Changes Lives charitable program. More from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
For a donation of $100, patrons will have the opportunity to add their own personal touches to a large communal painting depicting the scene of a lighthouse located on the Bahamas Paradise Island with iconic Atlantis Resort in the background. The communal painting was inspired by an original piece entitled Lighthouse at Paradise Island by British painter Judy LeBlanc, who has graciously granted Artness permission to reference her piece for the fundraiser. Artness founder, Christina Pineda.
We want to be able to host over 100 people for this event in order to reach our fundraising goal of $10,000 to aid in recovery and relief efforts. We will be partnering with the Red Cross to ensure that funds are legitimately applied to the recovery efforts in the Bahamas.
Canapes and complimentary bubbles will be available. The event will take place from 7 to 10 p.m. tonight. Artist Avril Ward will be on hand for tours, as well as to provide guidance for donors who want to add their own brush strokes to the large communal artwork. The finished piece will be available for raffle at the end of the event. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.